Jane's getting more and more worried about where Mr. Race goes next. Mr. Race, we know, is secretly sitting for a portrait, with which he hopes to surprise Jane this week. But Jane's convinced there's a woman in the case, and in her subtle way has been trying to find out who she is. This episode takes place in alternating scenes between Mr. Race's office and the Ace's bungalow, where Jane has called in her brother Johnny for advice. But first to the office. Listen.
Oh, Miss Wilton.
Did you call me, Mr. Ace?
Yeah. Have you got a pair of shears out there?
Shears?
Yes, I want to open this.
What is it?
It's that portrait I was telling you about. Get some shears and I'll open it.
Oh, yes, there's a pair on that table there. I saw them there the other day. Here they are.
Fine. Let me have them, please.
I can do it, Mr. Ace.
No, I want to be very careful of this. I've been sitting for this thing for 3 weeks and I don't want anything to happen to it. There we are.
Oh, I'm awfully anxious to see it.
Well, it's pretty good from what I remember of it. Here, grab this end, will you? And we'll set it up here against this desk.
Yes, sir.
Careful now.
I've got it.
That's it. Here, I'll clear this paper away. Just leave it right there. That's all right. Now, there we are.
Oh, it's marvelous.
Oh, wait a minute. Let's get this light on it. There. That's better.
Oh, it looks just like you.
Well, portraits aren't supposed to flatter you like photographs, you know.
Oh, but I mean, it's marvelous.
Think so?
I should say. He's got everything in it.
Yes, he certainly did a good job.
He caught every expression.
Yes, he certainly did a good job.
He didn't miss a thing. Look, even that dot of a double chin.
Yes, he certainly did. What double chin?
Oh, I didn't say you had a double chin.
Well, what are you talking about? There's no double.
No, I mean that line right here.
Don't touch that.
Why, it's dry, isn't it?
Yes, but I don't want anything to happen to it.
Oh, I wasn't going to hurt it. I was just
pointing. Well, please don't point to it. I see it. That's no double chin. It's a sort of a shadow or something.
A shadow?
Yes, or, well, it might be a dimple, maybe.
A dimple?
Yes, it could be a... What are you laughing at? You'd better go back to work, Miss Wilson. That'll be all.
I didn't mean anything personal, Mr. Hayes.
Well, that's all right. I just wanted you to help me unpack it. Thank you.
Well, I'm sorry if I offended you. I didn't mean to.
Well, that's all right. I guess I can't expect you to understand art, too. After all, you're just a secretary.
No, I guess I don't understand very much about art.
I can tell you don't. You can't distinguish between shadows and a double chin. Double chin. Well, look at me. Do you see a double chin?
No, not that way.
What way?
Well, you're holding your head so far back.
No, I'm not. I always stand this way. What's the matter? Why do I get into discussions like this? You just forget about it, Miss Wilson.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
Here, you can lend me a hand wrapping it up again.
Wrapping it up? Why, you're sending it back. Don't you like it?
Don't I like it? Sure I like it. What's the matter with it?
Nothing, but you said to wrap it up. I thought...
I'm sorry I showed you the whole thing. I'm wrapping it up to get it out of the house. I told you I got it as a surprise for Mrs. A.
Oh, yes.
I hope her reactions are more pleasant than yours.
Oh, I didn't mean to leave the impression
that... That's all right. You can just help me wrap it up.
Yes, sir, I'll wrap it up for you.
Be careful now, and let's wrap it up the same way it came. Well, Jane, it's not hard to see that he's so wrapped up in some woman that he doesn't even realize you're next to him.
I won't be next to anybody. I'm going to be first or nothing.
No, Jane, I said that... Well, skip it. The point remains that you've got a mighty big problem on your hands.
I have, huh?
You certainly have.
I thought I did.
Sis?
Yeah?
I hate to say this, but have you thought of a suit?
A suit? Yes.
You have?
Yes, I thought of that already.
Would you want to go through the ordeal of a suit?
I did already.
You did? What are you talking about?
I went through all his suits.
Went through his... Oh.
But that didn't help.
Didn't find anything?
No, I thought I might find something, like a hair, maybe. You know how you find things on a man's shoulders.
No luck, huh?
No, nothing. Only on his blue suit, a little dandruff.
Dandruff?
Yes, but it might have been his, you know. It doesn't mean it was hers.
Oh, yes, no doubt was his. But, I mean, did you find anything else? Maybe a note or some...
No, nothing. And then last night, I even stayed up all night and didn't find out a thing.
Stayed up all night?
Yes, to hear if he talks in his sleep. He might mention something about her.
Oh, and he didn't, huh?
No. I was listening very close, too. I heard him come in after he went out again last night. He came in about 11:30, and he tiptoed around. He didn't know I was up worrying about him.
Oh, sis, you're making a nervous wreck out of yourself.
Well, I can't help it. After all these years and 3 months, and this has to happen. It's just a fancy passing, I know, but to think that he
and
would...
only married 5 years.
And 3 months. It's behind me how he could do a thing like this.
Well, that's the way it goes, Jane. A woman gives the man the best years of her life.
Oh, they weren't my best.
Jane.
Well, it's nice of you to think so, Johnny, but it was really nothing.
Well, I wouldn't brag about it, sis.
All right. But what I can't understand is why he did. I've always said a wife should take the bitter with the better, and when things were bitter, I didn't say anything. And now that things are getting better, he thinks...
Yes, that's life for you, Jane.
Mother told me there'd be nice life there.
Say, you haven't written Mother about this, have you?
Oh, no.
Oh, that's good. I don't think you ought to worry her until something definitely develops.
Do you think it will?
Well, what do you think?
About what?
Oh, about what we're talking about. What's the matter with you, sis? Can't you keep your mind on this subject?
Oh, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know whether I'm coming or on horseback. I'm just black and blue about the whole thing.
We could only find out who the woman is.
If I could, I'd slap her.
Oh, now, Jane.
Yes, I would. Hard, too.
Oh, but Jane...
Don't try to stop me, Johnny. I've made up my mind. That's what I'm going to do the minute
yes,
I
but
find...
But listen, Jane. Slapping's too good for a woman like that.
Oh, yes? Well, I'm stronger than I look. And if she thinks...
Now, wait a minute, sis. Calm down. You're getting excited over nothing. You forget. You don't even know who she is.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we might as well try to be sensible about this for the time being, at least. A thing like this can go just so far, and then it must reach a climax.
Say, pardon me?
Well, I mean, how long can he go on leading a double life? Bound to come out pretty soon if we just bide our time. Of course, the big mistake you made was the night you followed him and then lost the trail. That was your big chance to find out who this woman is. But of course, it's too late to talk about that now. You say when you came out point blank and asked him the other night, you didn't get any answer?
No, it's just like talking to a deaf wall.
Well, what did he say?
When?
When you asked him who the woman was.
Oh, he said, God bless you.
God bless you?
Yes, that's all he said.
That's a funny answer to give to a serious question like that.
That's all he said. I said, who is she? And he said, God bless you.
You said, who is she? And oh, I get it. He's just trying to stall you off with jokes and things. Well, you can only take so much and then the breaking point comes. He's going to be mighty surprised one of these fine days to find out you know about the whole thing.
Yes, and I'll be surprised, too.
Yes, but it's going to be a big surprise to him.
Now, Miss Wilson, I've got to plan some way to get this to the house as a surprise for Mrs. A.
Oh, I'm sure she will be.
Yes, of course she will be, if I can get it into the house without her knowing about it.
Well, how are you going to do that?
How? Oh, you're a big help. I was hoping you might have a suggestion.
Oh, well, let me think.
Yeah, that's an idea.
Couldn't you look in the window and see if she's in the kitchen or some other room, and then just come in quietly and hang it up?
Yes, I could, but she'd hear me and come running out and spoil it. I had hoped to make it a big surprise, you know, turn on the lights and holler surprise and all that. I feel kind of sorry for her. She's had a bad 3 weeks worrying about where I've been going nights, and she thinks some pretty awful things.
Well, she does.
Yeah, she thinks that, well, that has nothing to do with this problem. Now, let me see. How can we get this thing out there without...
If there was some way of getting her away from the house.
Yeah, if I could get her away from the house and... Oh, I know. Look, I left the car home this morning. Hey, that's a lucky break. I left the car home this morning. Suppose I call her and ask her to drive down and pick me up.
Yes, but the portrait's here. How will you get it to the house?
Now, wait a minute. Now, I'm coming to that. You can take it out.
Me?
If you don't mind, you can get into a cab and drive out with it. I'll give you a key and you can let yourself in. Or maybe Marge will be there. She'll help you.
Oh, does she know about it?
Yeah, it's only a surprise for Mrs. A's. We'll do that.
All right. What was it again now?
Now, listen carefully. I don't want this balled up.
Yes, sir.
You call up Mrs. Ace and say I asked her to drive down and pick me up about 5:30 here at the office.
5:30 here at the office.
That's right. That's all you have to do. Tell her on the phone. Don't tell her anything else. Now, she'll leave the house about 5:15. In the meanwhile, you're in a cab going out of the house with a portrait. You let yourself in after you make sure the car is gone with Mrs. Ace, and you hang the picture and let yourself out and lock the house. Is that clear?
Yes, sir. I understand.
Now, you better call her now.
Now?
Yes, make sure she doesn't make any other plans. We've got to get her out of the house. Tell her to be here after me at 5:30 sharp.
I understand.
Make it very businesslike. If she wants to talk to me, just say I'm out. But I left instructions with you.
Yes, sir. Just tell her that you want her to pick you up here at 5:30.
That's it. Now, at about 5:15, you drive out there with the painting, hang it up, and we're all set. I'll stall around with her here so as to give you plenty of time. Now, if you run into Marge there, you can explain to her what's up.
I will.
Well, does she answer?
No, not... Oh, yes. Hello, Mrs. Ace. This is Miss Wilson. I'm calling for Mr. Ace. Yes, I'm calling for Mr. Ace.
Make it short and snappy. Don't let her ask questions.
Mr. Ace wants you to pick him up here at the office at 5:30 in the car. 5:30 sharp.
That's all. Hang up.
Did she get it?
I hope so. She sounded mad or excited or something.
Mad?
Yes, she sounded
like... Oh, I guess she's a little on edge. I've been leading her a merry chase these past 3 weeks, but she did hear you say 5:30.
Oh, yes, you heard that all right.
That's good. Boy, this is going to be not only a surprise to her, but a big load off of her mind.
Imagine the nerve of her. I'm calling for Mr. Ace, calling for him here, and knowing I'm here all the time.
So it was the secretary all the time. She's the woman. Well, what do you know about that?
Yes, and imagine her coming right out and telling me that. I'm calling for Mr. Ace.
She's going to call for him here, you say?
Yes, that's what she said. You heard her.
No, I didn't.
Well, I did. I can't get over her, the idea.
When is she calling for him?
I heard her say 5:30.
5:30 tonight?
Yes, coming here. Some women, the nerve. Coming right out and telling me, his wife.
Fine, we'll be here to meet her, and we're going to have that showdown I was telling you about. She's got some cheek.
I'll say the world she has, and I'm going to be here to slap it.
Now, Jane, we must be calm about this. Now, take it easy and relax.
Well, Jane got that phone conversation all balled up. And poor Mr. Race's well-laid plans seem to be going awry. We'll learn more about it when next we meet the Easy Aces.